Before we start this podcast, I wanted to first thank you for taking the time to listen. If it brings you any information or motivation, I ask you to share it with someone. Social media, please tag me in on it. Subscribe, review, would love that. Before you leave, make sure to check out my sponsors, all listed below with promo codes, 10,000 Shorts, Max Effort Muscle, Strong Coffee. For those of you interested in programming, you can check that out at sortastrong.com. If questions about it, feel free to email me at juan@sortabrand.com. Lastly, wanted to share my newest adventure, which is my Patreon, where I share exclusive content, but mostly the private mentoring group to help you out with what's going on in your head.
You ready for this?
Okay, so.
Ready? Okay.
Oh, you're on the spot. You can take your mask off. That's fine.
You're on the spot today. You're going to be leading us.
Hey, everyone. I'm Paola.
They can't see you. It's audio sometimes.
Oh, it's not very. Oh,
it's both. Okay. It's both.
Oh, you're so cool.
You can take the mask off if you want.
Why? I don't know where you've been. Just kidding.
She's shy.
Okay, so I'm Paola, Small Business Coalition. This is Juan with Sorta. And Rafa with Stella Graphics and insurance, what is it called?
Paola, you're not prepared.
You can just do the Stella Graphics.
Thunder Stella for Hawthorne, California weather report.
Let's start with that because you're about to tell us, but you didn't because I was going to save the juice for now.
Well, Thunder Stella. Thunder Stella is something that came about through a friend of mine that was, she's been my friend, Gracie. Since like first grade, and she posted on Facebook over 10 years ago that she hated the fact that people needed to post on Facebook that it was hot. So she put this rant on there, well, just go outside because it's hot, you know. And me being who I am, I said, you know what, let's take it a level up and I'll make a video about how hot it fucking is.
And I asked this because I'm very similar, and I have you always pushed the button on being a douchebag?
Of course. Hey man, look man, it's not even about being a douchebag, it's just about being.
Why do I associate myself with douchebags? Like, that's I know. I'm married to one, I work with one, I'm collaborating with one. Jesus.
Hey, Juan, but the thing is, I don't even think about it as being a douchebag. It's just like pushing the button to get like a reaction. And most of the time, it's positive, right?
That's what I do in class all the time. Yeah. I just mess around and have the time of my life.
There you go.
It's either this is going to be an adult boring day or I'm going to have fun.
Yeah.
That's how I view it.
Yeah, the way I look at it is just like, look, I'm going to have fun whether I'm, you know, in an office, driving around, whether it's hot or cold.
Is this the post that you did the other day when in the puddle of water?
Yeah, with the Hawthorne Lake, bro.
You just digging around?
The Hawthorne Lake, yeah. And I have some that, you know, there's been an umbrella that's flown away today's, which is going to post
later.
Do you
know about TikTok?
Yeah,
and I do well on TikTok.
I haven't done TikTok. I mean, I haven't done that.
TikTok.
I haven't done that yet.
He makes fun of me during October season.
Why?
Because I love
She loves pumpkin spice, bro. So,
pumpkin
you know,
spice everything.
So you know what I sent
her? I wore my Uggs for you.
So you know what I sent her, dude? Like in July, I sent her this thing that it was pumpkin spice detergent, bro. You know? It's so like that's, I see some shit that reminds me of something.
I have to confess something. During all of October, the whole 4 a.m. crew went to go get PSLs.
It's Trenta, the best?
Cold brew PSLs.
Best shit ever.
No. I just, you know.
These anti-pumpkin spice.
I used to be. This is my first year. This is also the second year I've had feelings.
Oh, it's because you're in Hawthorne.
It's crazy. That's something new to me, man.
What type of stuff were you involved with, like high school and stuff?
High school, man. I mean, I played basketball for a couple of years, but then I started working really early. I started working at about 13, so obviously it was one of those
things.
Did
you want to work as a kid?
Well, I've always grown up, my family has always been very small business centric. You know, my dad, even now, 75 years old and still runs his own business.
What does he do?
He sells cosmetics and natural products, like Latino products, you know, like the stuff that you see at the swap meets and stuff like that. He's one of the biggest distributors in LA for that stuff.
Oh, wow.
And he's been doing that for about 20 years. Yeah, well, I actually helped him build that business and then we just kind of went separate ways. And I still help him now, but he's one of those guys that has always been, you know, even coming up, my mom didn't work, so my dad was in charge of being the breadwinner. So he would work valet parking, you know, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., come home, and, you know, he was a mechanic, and he would do all these little side hustles. So I've always seen that sort of what now became entrepreneurship as something natural, right? You always have to do, like, little gigs and stuff to kind of add to the income. So since 13, man. I've been working with him, and I work with him for the majority of my life. And I kind of took it upon myself to, like, if I'm going to spend my time doing something, I want it to benefit me to the max. I had a legit 9-to-5 for 6 months out of my whole life. Because it was 3 o'clock and I was done what I was doing. I didn't get off till 5 and I was like, I need to go. It's just...
The 5 is nuts to me.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
I've never been able to get hired anywhere.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I need it. That's all I know. That's
yeah.
all I know.
Well,
now I love this life.
Yeah. it's kind of
what are we gonna do today?
I don't know.
We gotta make it up.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, and
I love it. I really do. I hated the 9-to-5.
It's wild though, isn't it? Some days you do a lot. Some days like I didn't do anything. I'm okay with that. Today I'm gonna hang out with my son all day.
There you go.
Yeah. Not even gonna reply to your text.
And that's the thing though, right?
Never replied to my damn text.
And that's what I mean. I don't text this guy. I'm like, okay, fuck it. I'll just talk to him at 3 a.m. Maybe you have a chance, you know? Because he's barely waking up. The energy's there. Yeah. But one of the things that, you know, like let's say for the whole 9-to-5 conversation, you know, besides the fact that you have your own schedule and stuff like that, you know, I have 3 kids and I've never missed anything at school or any athletic activities because I've been able to manage my schedule. So
that's one of the coolest things. I like it. Everyone thinks I'm very busy, but I get to choose what I'm busy with.
There you go.
I'm not gonna do anything today because I want to go to Lucas's fashion.
There you go.
Tight.
Yep. Yeah. And I think that's probably the value that you get in the long run, right? Like my oldest son just turned 21, you know, and he can never come and tell me, hey, Dad, you know, you missed this, you missed that, because I never miss shit. Even the times he didn't want me to go, I was still there. You get what I'm saying? It's just that's, I think, the payoff, and I think that comes from wanting to do something that maybe my dad didn't get a chance to do. But, you know, everything, you know, comes in waves, and sometimes you can, sometimes you can't, but that's definitely one of the biggest payoffs for me.
What are some of the lessons that you learned from your dad's entrepreneurship life?
Dude, perseverance, man. Like, my dad, you know...
one of the biggest ones.
Big time.
Like, big time. Even if you suck in the beginning, as long as you keep jamming and believe in yourself a little bit. I mean, a lot of it, actually.
Yeah. I mean, dude, my dad, you know, we're you know, from Peru. And, you know, when he's told me stories as I've gotten older of all the shit he used to do in Peru, like, you know, he had a partner that, you know, screwed him over. And he didn't give up. He continued to kind of grind. Then he came over here and he continued to grind. It's always been, you know, peaks and valleys. And I think that it's realistic to think that things are going to go well. But I think sometimes that optimism can also be a little bit of a detriment, right? Because people think that because you have a store and you have a business, now everything's going to be good. They don't realize that that's the hardest thing, right? Like grinding it out and knowing, like even here, man, I've been at Stella Graphics here in Hawthorne since 2004. And we've seen the real estate crash. We've seen 9/11. We've seen pandemic now. And we've managed to stay afloat. But there's been at least 4 or 5 times where I was maybe a week away from closing, bro, just because it was just such a morale dropper, right? Like, but you just fucking open your doors and you start pushing the buttons and you start figuring it out and grinding it out. That's the only way that you can do it. But
what are the things that you do in those situations that have helped?
Man, I mean, it just depends on the situation. But if anything, I honestly, and this might sound a little corny, man, but I actually believe in my ability to get out of anything.
I know. Told myself that.
Big time.
Paula's like, you're just wild. And I'm like, yeah, but at this point, but I've gotten this far believing in my decisions.
There you go.
And they're good enough to get me this far. So much as, even though I maybe not have thought it all through, the gut initial response is at least 75% correct.
Big time.
Oh my God.
No, but you know, another thing.
Just this shit all the time. Yeah. I'm like, this is it. That's what we're going to do. And I'm like, I think we should. No, hold on. Let me think about it. He's like, no, stop thinking about it. Just do it.
It's good enough. And you're going to get better. Trying to get to the perfect one is going to stop all production.
And you know, just to kind of piggyback on that too, the fact that you have the ability to make these decisions, I think that another thing that I've learned is accountability. Because you're either going to make it or break it, but it's going to be on you. Yeah. Right? Because you can say, hey, man, you know what? I'm going to do all this stuff. And then if you don't follow through and you fail, that's on you. Like, I hate putting my time and my money in somebody else's hands because I don't know what if their work ethic and their effort and all that stuff is going to be the same as mine. So, you know, it's taken me a while to kind of grow a team and do different things. But, you know,
instead growing the team is hard.
Yeah.
The trust.
Yeah.
You've recently had to go through that, right? Opening Sorta here.
No, I can't give a fuck.
Okay.
So the reason the gym was able to start at the first location because I had the opportunity at the lot. Mm. And I know my work ethic compared to a lot of other people's is elevated. And it was a concern going in. And this is going to break down somewhere. I don't know where it's going to break down. So I was already prepared that it was going to break down.
Oh.
So that's why I kind of was like, well, I was already ready to move fast. And my personality matches with what... It's just problem solving to me. I'm not really stressing about it. I'm like, all right, I just got to solve for this, and then I can do the next step, and then I can do the next step. So I wasn't really stressed about it, and one of the things I probably learned in the last 3 years is being super direct and acting fast. The longer you take it, the deeper in the hole you're going to be. So I just had to shoot and keep going. Also, I'm in, like, all of us have kids. I don't have time to be messing around left and right.
Yep.
So I have to jam anyway. Do you feel like those skills that you learned from your dad and being an entrepreneur carry over to your life?
Big time. I think that when it comes down to it, you know, maybe about 10 years ago, I had a conversation with my dad and I told him that I didn't want to be like him. And he took it personal.
Which parts of him?
So, you know, pretty much like, you know, the way that he maybe took over, like kind of priority of work over the other side. Because my dad taught me how to be a provider, but then like the nurturing of the family and all that stuff. Like he kind of had a moment with me and said, hey, you know, I really like the way that your kids interact with you. Like they're not scared of you, you know, but that's because of my presence, you know, day to day.
But you viewed that and you wanted to change that script.
Absolutely.
Now, do you think, because I think a lot of males have that similar thing with their dad, them not knowing how to do that, and the only way they know how to do that is through working more?
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. When I made that comment to him, I can see his demeanor kind of change, and I said, I'm not insulting you, it's just that take pride in the fact that you've taught me better, right? Because as a father, you want your kids to be better than you on every level, right? Whether it be nicer or, you know, they could actually get a good night's sleep, you know, all these little things that kind of creep into your mind. And
full spectrum of emotion.
Big time. Yeah. Not to be so robotic. but it's always that, right? And I think that, you know, the older generation, you know, and even us, when we kind of look back 10 years, you know, in the future, we're going to think, man, I could have been better in that. I could have done better in this. And, you know,
you tried your best. At that point.
Exactly. But that's the thing that I go back to the accountability, right? Like if you're accountable for the way that you made somebody feel, which I know emotions are new to you, so it's probably creeping in. You know,
I'm gonna write a poem for Valentine's
Day. Oh wow.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh
fucking killing it, huh?
Don't Google it though. It's gonna come from the heart.
Don't give the secrets out, dude. I'm not even gonna even recite it. Naked. Babe,
wow.
Please. I hope I won.
You know what? I hope that stays audio only. Yeah, man, but definitely lessons and
like
stuff.
No,
I know. Definitely lessons and stuff, but always kind of striving to be better than the previous, right? And my dad has been awesome. He continues to be great and always has been my biggest supporter. No matter how many times I think I fucked up, he's still there backing me up. You know, I think that's foundation. I think it's key, right?
Were you ever pushed to get a real job? Nothing, like a 9-to-5.
You know what? In the very beginning, I mean, I had obviously my son's 21, so I was, you know, a father at 20 years old. Mm-hmm. So definitely that was, you know, that was like 9/11 time, right? So the business that I was in took a dump and now I'm thinking, damn, what the hell am I gonna do for income? And that's when I started kind of looking for jobs and stuff like that. And I started kind of getting into a self-doubt because it wasn't anything that I was doing personally. It was just kind of like the market, right? Like, you know, business wasn't good for anybody. Everybody was going through that whole shutdown and shit.
What have you told yourselves in the situations as your backup plan?
Dude, I mean, to me, a backup plan is pretty much not having an option because the plan that I have has to work one way or the other, you know? And whether the plan doesn't work, I mean, you're going to shift your path, but, you know, it has to fucking work.
Last year's the toughest year of my life, so I was like, okay, well, if everything else fails, I can go do this thing, which in my head allowed me to be free to go pursue the thing that I wanted to.
Yeah, understood. Yeah, like for example with me, man, I mean, I've been fortunate enough to not only have this business, which is the Stella Graphics print business, for almost 20 years now, but also have an insurance agency. And that actually was what kind of held me up. But one of the things that, you know, like with you, right? Like maybe people look at you and they say, oh man, you have your gym, you know, oh man, you probably had all this money saved up, or somebody loaned you money or doing, you know, whatever, right? They haven't seen the sleepless nights, the fucking 17, 18 hour days.
I only got this much money.
There you go.
And oh, black, yes.
There you go. And that's
dude,
key.
Multiple times, just put it all on the table.
And that's key, right? Because to, you know, to, for the stability that I have now, man, it's taken 20 years, bro. It hasn't been a fucking 2-year fucking process, right? And dude, bro, I had my light cut off at home one time because I didn't have the money to pay for the bill, right? I've gone through shit like that. Has anybody noticed? No, because that's nobody's business. I was happy on, you know, fucking doing my business and, you know, borrowing from this fucking envelope to put into this envelope and then trying to fucking, and then both envelopes are empty and you're like, fuck.
But, you, and it's just want curiosity, show that or do you hide that?
I, you know what, publicly, everything's good, man. No,
let me. Do you feel like you have to do that? I agree.
Well, the thing is this, man, it's like, you know, I figure that, like, let's say, for example, like, if it's kind of, you know, here we have a few team members, you know, staff, and if I come in my eyes are perfect because I've been crying all night because there's no money in the bank, you know, I mean, fuck, that's not really, like, you know. And again, we go back to my dad, bro, no matter, like, he tells me stories now as an adult and I had no idea what the fuck was going on.
It's crazy. There was a meme the other day. When you're a kid, you were watching your parents grow up.
There you go.
I was like, damn, that's for real. Yeah. Like, my son right now is watching me grow up.
Yeah.
And then that makes me kind of sad and happy at the same time.
Yeah. You know, and my mom, dude, my mom has always been kind of like the rock of the family, continues to be, right? It's like, to her, it's like she worries on her own time. But when you go see her,
a whole different,
bro,
when you go, I think it's a whole different.
Yeah. When you go see my mom, bro, my mom's just smiling, you know, tienes hambre, you hungry, you know, how's everything going? And we don't know until you ask her, how's everything with you? And then she's like, well, this is going on, that's going on. But if you don't ask her, bro, it's nobody's business, right? Because she's always been like the rock of the family, you know? So yeah, definitely. And that's where I think we get the don't show emotion part, right?
Well, there was the fake story that I tell myself. Well, one, it's very hard for me to do so. Two, I'm at a gym. I'm having the fucking time of my life.
You know?
It's a fun place. I know you say you hate going to the gym, but everyone looks forward to it. It's like a fun part of everyone's day. Mm-hmm. Even though they're going to suffer, but they're going to see their friends, and we're going to be messing around, and Juan's going to be an idiot. There's other people going to be idiots. Like right
I
now, we're doing.
I hate the gym. I love
but,
it.
But it's fun. You're like, you going like, it feels like a chore. But then we make shit
it's
up.
It's the workout.
There's always something going on, and this is how I view it, and this is how I've been able to stay afloat the whole time. There's something going on in the gym, whether it's there's new shirts coming in, mm-hmm. Oh shit, new shirts coming in, or there's the butt challenge that we're doing right now, or there's
which I passed. Oh,
all this
you
stuff. I fail. I got a cupcake. the way I view it though, like this is everyone's best day. I owe it to them to show up in my best self. And if you really want to ask me, then all right, I'll talk to you.
Well, so let me turn a question around on you, because I think that it's always good to learn from others, right? But if I was to ask you what are your best attributes as a leader? Like, what do you put out there for people
to take? Yeah, so I've thought about that, and I think it looks like I have everything figured out, so I feel like I'm stability in people's life, like, yeah. Showing that you can also do it. I'm like, this fucking Juan is doing all this crazy shit, and he looks like he's put together. I if I'm around, and this is what I hope to do with the propaganda and the things that I talk about, being that stable piece in people's life that they know if they show up to the gym, I will be there.
Yep.
So the biggest strength, I think, is just being consistent in how I show up.
Yeah.
Right, like you at least know there's a minimum of one that's gonna show up every day.
Yeah.
No matter how tired I am.
Lead by example.
And I think that's...
That's it. Yeah, I like that. And that's the truth. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when, you know, whether it be insurance or graphics or whatever else I'm involved in, it's always one of those things where it's like, if you want people to follow, you gotta be fucking, be there early, be on time, come through.
And then there's like, and I encourage everyone to do this, and I started doing this whole kind of mindset programming. One of the pieces is, all right, well, who do you look up to that's reachable?
Mm-hmm.
And what do those people do on a daily basis that make you want to be a little bit more like them? And the people, my mentors that I look up to are fucking goddamn professionals 24/7. They are on it. Even as my relationship grows with them more and I can cut past layers, they're still just like on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an attribute that I like about them a lot that I try to steal from them. Where I'm like, I gotta be on most of the time, all the time. Just because the nature of my job.
Yeah.
And I think entrepreneurs in general, you are always on. There's no downtime. Your personality is your brand, and it's what you represent.
Yeah.
At all times.
Agreed. Especially, I think, especially kind of like in the industry that you're in, right? You know, like you have to work out. Like, you know, the first thing that I noticed, because, you know, I always people watch when I'm kind of in public, right? First time I met this guy was at the pop-up over here in Hawthorne. And, you know, he comes out and, you know, you can see his fucking legs just fucking bulging, right? And then, you know, first thing that everybody does, no lie, they come up and they go like this, right? Even my own girlfriend's like, look at his legs, I want legs like that. You know, it's like, because, but that's the thing though, bro. It's like, if I go to your gym, I'm trying to look like you, right? And I know that I have to put in work like you to look like you. And when I see these videos and it's 5 a.m. and I'm under my blanket that has the Virgencita on it and shit, and you guys are already fucking lifting with no shirt on, I'm like, damn, dude, that's fucking hard work. I don't know if I'm ready for that. But if I'm ever ready, I know I can go there at 5 a.m. and fucking see these dudes fucking kicking ass.
It's their, what, your 4 a.m. crew?
4 a.m. crew.
You know,
it's
but
going for years.
Exactly, but that's the shit, right?
But then like, I get annoyed, and it kind of has now evolved to this whole new organism of like, yo, you're gonna be the thing that you say that you are doing, but you're not gonna fucking do it for real, which makes me push. Like, nah, this is what we do for real every day. It's not a joke.
There you go.
But the whole rest of the gym doesn't look like that. It's a very amount of people.
I don't look like that.
6 a.m. is popping now. It's become a party, every constant party.
That's good. That's good.
What part, what time is it?
220.
Yeah, perfect. What part of
it's
the
it's real life right now. Wow. It's real life right now.
What part
was it
of
because
the
of inner? Wait,
no. Lucas has to go do a test every week.
Oh, okay. I'm like, dude. Oh my god, I'm stressing out. Jesus Christ. Okay, sorry.
What part of the entrepreneurship journey do you enjoy and dislike?
Enjoy. I would say 95% of the things that I do day to day, because I know that I'm going to get a direct result from what I choose to do, right? If I choose to stay in bed an extra hour, I'm going to be fucking kicking myself at the end of the day because I took an extra hour to sleep. If I make a decision and it pans out, like to me, man, like I think that that's probably one of the most fulfilling things. Like, let's say coming up with like a strategy for like social media or a flyer or, you know, let's do a raffle and seeing these things just work. Because, dude, there's no manual for this shit, bro.
No.
You get me?
There's no rules.
No rules, no manual. And a lot of times what people do is they mimic. And then when you're kind of like the first one to do something and then you see everybody else kind of start doing it, it's kind of like, okay, cool. Like, that's kind of fulfilling because you say, hey, you know, people have actually paid attention to things that work.
Yeah.
So definitely seeing the fruits of labor is probably one of the most...
When do you tell yourself to stop working?
I mean, when I take my 2 a.m. nap. Shit. I mean, dude, ask Rosie, bro. Like, Rosie's like, you know, like, one time she wakes up, dude, and I'm on my computer. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, I couldn't sleep. What was I going to do? Watch TV?
I'm thinking about this. I'm texting this person.
And that's it. That's exactly it, dude. Probably, and you probably go through the same thing where your best ideas come fucking 3-4 in the morning, like, because your mind's clear. There's no noise, bro. You know, you're
that's
fucking
usually when I get a text back from
yeah because it's like,
well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm either on the bicycle, I'm cycling,
I was like, okay.
And then I'm like, trying to piece that together. Maybe I should be nicer to Paola. Should I go swim?
Hey, Juan, but look, let me ask you a question, bro. And like, you know, like to me, for example, like, you know, Rosie says, you know, that she was ever since she met me, she's noticed that sometimes I'm there but I'm not present. Right, because I'm thinking about something, right? And she kind of put this whole thing on me where she thinks, she goes, I figure that if I was to go inside your head, it would just be like a bunch of minions just fucking talking about all kinds of shit, trying to figure something out. And that's pretty much what goes on, right? Because, you know, like right now, you're thinking about some shit that you got to do like in an hour. But you're here right now. But you're already thinking, oh, I got to do this. And after that, I'm going to do this. I'm the same way. And the thing is that clarity is hard to come by.
Yeah.
Peace and calm.
What,
like,
what do you do to find that? Like, I made specific rules for myself to find that, because that's when I'm able to think. Because right now, we're going, when did we decide we were going to sit down? Earlier this week? Yesterday. Wednesday? Yesterday? So, like, but this is already done.
Yep.
This is already posted. Mm-hmm. This is already checked off on the box.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what I was going with. Oh, so I made rules in my head, or in my schedule specifically. Like, Thursday, you won't see me till like 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Because I need to be just spaced out so I can think. Yep. Do you have rules for that?
Absolutely. For me, it's usually like my Saturdays and my Sundays. Like, that's leisure time. Unless it's something that is time, you know, time specific, because that's when I spend time with my family.
Yeah.
You know? When my kids started growing up and they started playing sports, I was coaching, I was going to the games and all that stuff. So Saturdays were no go on anything. Even if it was like, oh man, you know, we have this job, and it's gonna, I'm just shit. Like, this is a time where I'm kind of just forgetting as much as I can, because you know, I get back home and I can start doing whatever. But setting the boundaries, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that that's probably one of the things that, as having such an active mind and wanting to be so productive, you know, setting the boundaries to where you need that me time, right? Because you don't want to be with your wife and your phone ringing and you're mid-conversation, you answer the call, right? It's like you have to be present with the people that you care about, because then, you know, they'll understand a little better when you have to be on. If you're on all the time, bro, I mean, it's not going to work. It's just not, because you become more of a machine. Yeah, I mean, but, you know, with me, it's just, you know, taking up, like, you know, a little bit of extra, like, hobbies and stuff. Like lately, not really, but,
fun.
Dude, I love basketball. I haven't played in a while because of the pandemic, but, you know, we used to go 2-3 times a week and play. But recently, what we've been doing, I've been golfing more, which I hadn't done in a couple of years. Started riding bikes now, you know, and trying to stay a little bit more active, but that's definitely clarity too, man, because you have
to. What are the things that you do not like about entrepreneurship?
Fuck. You know what? That's a hard one to answer, because I don't see myself doing anything different, bro. You know, I don't see, like, if it came down to, like, hey, you know, you gotta shut everything down and start from scratch, I would probably try to start some new shit. Like, it's not an option
to
go.
Well, I was saying more like, anything I gotta do with city, like, I don't wanna do this today. Anything I gotta do with numbers, taxes, I don't want to do this today.
Dude, well, you're just like me. But you know, one of the things that I learned, like, very early in the game was that the shit, like, I sat down and I wrote a list of all the things I like to do and all the things I don't like to do. And even if it's costing me a little bit of money to get, you know, here, take my money, dude. Fucking deal with my taxes, deal with my books. I don't like making phone calls, bro. So I have somebody that makes phone calls. I don't like answering my phone. You fucking answer my phone and book my appointments. It's like, to me, I think that when you do something that you don't like to do, you're gonna do it half-assed, and it's gonna represent a waste of time, bro. Like, look, if I go to your gym, bro, I'm probably gonna have to bring somebody to do the push-ups for me, bro.
You gotta wait another 20 years. We're almost at the technology for that.
Yeah. Shit. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, but learning
somebody to do
that's
fucking
the fun
burpees.
Part.
I hate burpees. I hate him with a passion.
I hate swimming, and now I go every week.
Okay, you've gone twice.
You still had enough time to fall in love with it, bro. But yeah,
I touched a torpedo twice today. That's 100% better than last week.
Oh,
dude,
man.
These guys are fish. I'm over here, a rhino in water. In one point. Dude, I can't be underwater that long.
Yep.
You guys are, these are water polo players, these are surfers, fuck. These are guys that live in the water, and I'm over here like
fish.
I'm just trying to make, I'm just trying to stay in the game, dude.
I'm gonna loan you my floaty, bro. That's the way
it
is.
You have to be underwater.
Shit.
You're only allowed to play under.
Yeah.
And you panic.
I'm sure.
But that's one of the things that, like, the clarity and being, just being calm.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I know I can't be calm, so being underwater is very stressful. So you have to fight. It's the counter thing. You have to fight to be calm. And I'm like, I just want to move and breathe. So that's why I've been
calm. That's real shit right there.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's real shit right there.
Have you ever been to float tank?
No, dude. I got invited. I never made it, bro. I've heard it's fucking awesome.
I don't know if you're allowed to talk about this, but have you participated in substances?
Well, yeah, but, you know, nothing too major, you know, but, yeah, I have a friend that invited me to the float thing, and, you know.
It's hard. The first time was hard. It's almost.
What the fuck's the float
floating. You just, it's a dark room.
Yeah, they put you in this water where you just
float.
And you just lay there for an hour. Okay. But you're like kind of asleep, kind of not asleep. Mm. So if you're, if you have anxiety or have too much sugar, too much caffeine, it's just miserable.
Yeah, I heard about that. I was going to do that when I was pregnant.
Do it now?
Maybe. I need to learn some downtime, me time. It's hard.
What do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? I'm a fucking mom. Like, it's every day. That's... why'd you look at the camera for?
I'm making sure you're still rolling.
All my fun stuff is with my daughter, and when she's not around me, I'm right at the present time. I'm focused on building small business. And
is it stressful?
It's not stressful. I like it. It's fun. The stressful part comes... you stress me out because we're like total opposites, but I've never met someone that works so fast. I felt like I worked fast until I met you. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't work fast at all. Like, this guy works really fast. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get along with my coworkers on my own spot.
Well, I felt like
I was like, how are you not done filming this? Yeah. We talked about this an hour ago and I did 10 things already.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I've always been like that, where especially with people that I've worked with, I'm so fast, and I've met you, and I'm like, holy crap, I feel so slow.
Oh, I feel like I do that because I'm lazy. So I'm like, there's the only things I gotta get done today. Go,
knock it out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, doing this right now and planning all these events has been fun for me. It's stressful,
but now you know how I work.
It's fun, and now I'm just used to you. When he's Yeah, and I'm used to you now.
So
I get you, but I don't know.
And this is the thing, right? I think that, like, let's say, again, we go back to, like, the style of work, all right? The one person that can stand my style of work is my sister, Ceci, which she runs my shop.
Shout out to Ceci.
Yay!
Yes, because nobody else can, like, I don't think they understand, right? So it's like, it's literally like she already knows what I expect, and it's like, go, 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 go. And I can be firm with her, and she'll like give me the stink face and then be laughing with me a minute later. Because it's just me having a bad moment, but to get a reaction, shit gets done, we're back on track. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're not being dicks, we're not being assholes. We just like shit done a certain way, and if it's not being done, why?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just kind of like a checks and balances, right? Because like, if he wasn't the way that he was, you wouldn't have gotten as far in such short time.
Ceci's right? Your sister. You guys know it. Remember, I just met this man. I really didn't know what it was. It was just, he gave me this opportunity. I'm so thankful that he's...
No, you created like, it. And this is why.
I did, but
so behind the scenes, why would Juan let me do all this? Because you actually went ahead and did it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I needed. I was like, here, take it, go. You don't need me.
Hey, Juan. How many times during your journey, you know, have you probably met dudes that come to you with like, oh man, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. You know, like, cool, let's do it, and done.
And that's why I have my comments when, I guess, about certain people or certain business, we won't name any specifics, but you're like, dude, fucking time. I'm like, well, have they done anything? No, this person has no clout. They got no history of getting shit done.
Yeah, it's true. You know,
I even joke. I'm like, well, we kind of know what we're doing, kind of not don't know what we're doing, but the difference is that we are doing it.
Yeah,
I already know we're gonna mess up somewhere, and we haven't messed up yet, and we're gonna get in trouble. And
that's what's freaking me out.
But you gotta understand that's gonna happen. In my mind, I'm like, it's already gonna happen. So when it happens, you're like, oh,
you're already okay with it.
It's already okay with it. But then you're gonna look back like 5 years from now, and you're like, oh. We needed all that time. So I just like to speed that up. I'm just like, let's get to that point.
And let me tell you something that works for me, okay? Because I kind of have the same shit like that. I'm never going to worry about something twice. I'm only going to worry about it if it happens. Because if not, you're like fucking fearful.
Oh, it didn't happen?
Shit.
We got that far? Nice.
Look, if you're sitting there, you're thinking, damn, man, what's going to happen if this, and what's going to happen if that, and what's going to happen if this? If it actually happens, you're going to have to worry about that shit all over again. I'm not going to waste my energy worrying about that shit. If somebody comes and checks on me, then I'm like, fuck. Okay, this is how we're doing it. How do we fix it? And you worry about it at that point. Other than that, just fucking push. Right?
Yeah. Right, just let me go and go.
You can't be safe. You can't be safe because regardless if you're safe or you're not, there's always going to be this little fucking speed bumps along the way. And I'd rather fucking worry about shit when it's actually happening to me than, you know, like, fuck, oh man, you know what? What if this and what if that? I mean, we already wasted five minutes talking about.
It's already a waste of time.
Oh yeah. My gosh, I'm sorry, my topic is a waste of time. Shit, I can't with you two. I really can't.
Well, I guess the filter system is, okay, what's the end goal that I need to get to? What are the things I can act on? And what's going to go wrong? Good enough. Let's go. And it just happens fast.
Yeah.
Very fast. I'm learning.
And the thing is, like, with me, you know, I kind of have the same kind of system, right? But with me, it's like I can only worry about what I can control. I'm not going to fucking sit there and think, man, what if it rains?
We can't even control people coming.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even control people signing up to the gym. Can't do that. I can control putting on a fucking show at the gym and have that be the thing. We can control the interactions that people have at our events.
That's it. Yeah. And then when you do...
That's the funny thing about marketing.
Yeah.
You can't control sales. You can try.
You can. You can put out a fucking great fucking ad and have all these ideas in this campaign because you like it and it has fucking no response. And then you do something that you thought was fucking trash and everybody responds to it. It just, but that's the thing. If you use your energy for what you can control, you're good. End result will show.
We flipped the script to Paola.
Yeah, I know.
Paola's learning lessons.
Damn.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys.
Did you think you're going to be doing stuff like this?
No, I didn't.
The next step is you got to be on the mic.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Which part of it?
That everyone's looking at you?
Yeah.
I just don't think it's
so
funny.
Difficult.
She goes, can you talk about what? I don't know. Can you talk? All right, I got it. What are you going to talk about? I don't know. Shh, bring it in.
It's stressing out. I don't like to talk.
Just be you.
Yeah. I am me. This is me.
And that's cool.
Be that person.
Okay.
Don't be the extravagant.
I'm not extravagant
I know,
at all.
But I'm just
That's all you. You're the bougie extravagant one.
So let me share something with you real quick, Paula. So I have like a lot of like when I tell like, you know, my agents on the insurance side, you know, we're going to do videos. Right? And because I think that a 10-minute video is going to get you more response than you posting something generic or whatever. Let's try different things. The most fun that they have is once they do like two or three takes and they're kind of feeling something like, do some jumping jacks. I have this, you know, Oscar, my agent, he does push-ups and he's like, you know, dude, the first time that guy was on camera, he fucking had to take a shot to loosen up because he was like, he'd be like, yeah, I'm ready. And we're like, all right, go.
Zoom.
And he'd be like, Oscar, and I'm like, dude, fuck, you're too robotic. You know,
also, this hasn't been me the whole time. If you go to the first 30 episodes of the podcast, it's just me and the two other guys stuttering and like, hey, you talk. And then you talk. Oh, it's my turn. And just messing it up. So there's also like a practice component to it.
Everybody is a beginner. When they start.
Of course.
So you just gotta kind of.
You guys just love to talk. You guys talk too much.
Like, I mean, hey, is there a limit to like the podcast time or what?
No.
No?
Fuck it. Only because I gotta go through this COVID thing.
If not,
the longest one I've done is 2 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Well,
I like doing it.
Yeah. You come up with different stuff, you know?
Because you will get like in the middle there, we're talking about your dad and then the lessons, those are like gems that people gotta go search for.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then it goes organic. I don't like doing the formal fucking boom, 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 as you noticed with the last couple.
Because you
just get the organic flow. But that's it. Okay, we got some stuff for you guys if you care to listen. We got a webinar. We're going to do a live webinar.
Yep.
We're going to educate on what you should have for a pop-up. This could be a swap meet, a flea market, the basics of like promotional tools and buying and selling your stuff. We will post this. Make sure to follow Rafa, Stella Graphics. I don't know the insurance one. I'm sorry.
See? I'm not the only one.
Well, my insurance one is Insurance by Stella. That's the handle there.
At Stella.
Yeah. So
if you have any questions
insurance
about
by
that,
Stella. Yep.
He's the man. And stay tuned for our next pop-up.
February 28th, 12 to 4 in Hawthorne, 134th and Hawthorne Boulevard.
And
March 14th, we're going to actually have it here at Stella Graphics.
Yes, we're 12123 Hawthorne Boulevard by the old Hometown Buffet, everybody. Or across from the Hawthorne Plaza, which hasn't been open like in 20-something years.
If anyone has money out there, let's buy it.
A billionaire owns it.
Okay. If any of this was educational for you or inspiring or motivational, or you got some use for it, I am asking as a big favor to blow this podcast up, to share it, post it, tag all of us. We will reshare it. If you have any questions, want to be on the podcast, let me know. Bye.
Peace.